In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Usable news and information for your job. And now, here's Francis Rose.
Welcome to the program for Wednesday, June 30th, 2010 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Later on in this hour, we'll take you someplace that not too many people in Washington go, and maybe after you've heard where we're going to take you, you'll understand why. We're going to take you to a markup session of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, the committee last week marking up the Protecting Cyberspace as a National Asset Act, introduced by Senators Lieberman, Collins, and Carper. And this discussion interesting, I think, because it impacts the way that so many agencies do business, and I think it will be instructive to you to hear how the members of the committee talk about this bill and talk about the agencies and how they implement it and so on. And also joining me later on in the hour, Federal News Radio's Max Kakis, our Capitol Hill expert, explaining what a markup is and how it works, and giving you kind of a preview of what you can expect to hear. That's later on in this hour on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Federal News Radio's Meg Beasley writing on our website right now under the headline OMB to Transform Performance Reviews, that agencies must transform how they evaluate their programs and how they use that data to improve their overall performance. Developing and implementing more effective performance review panels are one of several new requirements outlined in a memo released Friday by the Office of Management and Budget. And John Kaminsky, Senior Fellow at the IBM Center for the Business of Government, writing about it on his blog under the headline Making Performance Reporting Useful. And John on the phone with me now. And thank you for joining me. I appreciate having you back on the show, John.
Hi, Francis. Thank you very much.
I suppose I didn't scare you off too badly after the Federal News Countdown last week.
I guess not.
All right, terrific. Well, it's great to have you. It's great to see you writing about this. Give me the thumbnail about what you're writing about this memo on your blog.
Well, as we were talking about a little earlier, this is a little different this month in OMB. It's sort of like the weather's hit the 90s for how many consecutive days, and OMB has released 9 different guidance memos to agencies this month so far. I think that may be a record-breaking thing as well. But this particular memo affects what some agencies are doing today in their planning and their performance and their CFO shops and their IT shops, because it changes some of the standard approaches that agencies have been using to do their planning and their performance reporting. The memo takes on direct what the goal of the memo is, that the agency, the administration, wants to change from doing having a focus on planning and reporting in order to create information to a greater use on actually using performance information and using it to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So in the shift, what they're doing is they're saying we want to place less emphasis on preparing reports and plans and more emphasis on how you use it.
Mm-hmm. The memo from OMB, as you cite on your blog post, says agencies should consider this year a transition year during which OMB and the Performance Improvement Council will move to a more dynamic performance planning, management, improvement, and reporting framework that's useful, streamlined, and coherent. Pretty forceful language, and kind of gives the impression that leadership at OMB now maybe doesn't think that what was being done in the past was useful, streamlined, and coherent.
I think that's true.
You explain what the transition means. The memo says the key objectives this year are to focus on achieving the 128 agency high priority performance goals. That's the 3 to 5 per agency that were requested, that are in the management section of the FY 2011 budget. Create a quarterly goal-focused, data-driven review of progress on their priority goals and make their Government Performance and Results Act GPRA documents useful. You lay out a couple of major changes that last one, the GPRA area, will mean for agencies. Talk about those a little bit.
Okay, well, one thing is that OMB's telling agencies that these high priority goals have to be part of their strategic plans. And what I don't know is how many agencies will have to go back and amend their existing strategic plans to reflect this.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that in addition to the 3 to 5 year strategic plans, agencies have to prepare an annual performance report. the Bush administration was trying to encourage agencies to incorporate their performance plan into their budget request, and some congressional committees didn't like that because they weren't able to distinguish, you know, what was the money that was being asked for.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I think is interesting is this memo says, don't just tell us in your annual plan what you plan to do and what the targets are. Tell us how you plan on doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And connect the how you plan on doing that to why you want the money to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much more of a justification of not just here's what we want to do and here's how much money it'll cost, but here's what we want to do, here's how we plan on doing it, and here's how this money is going to actually help us in our strategy. So that's much more into the use as opposed to merely reporting.
I want to get to the third one in a second, but that one strikes me as a tremendous amount of work that's going to be loaded onto somebody or some team at every agency to go through and make connect all those dots.
Well, you would like to believe that they do that already. It just may not be written down.
Mm-hmm.
But if they haven't thought through how are we approaching, are we going to, for example, if you take the IRS, we're going to encourage people to file electronically as opposed to file on paper. That's a strategy to say we want to have, in the case of the IRS, I think their goal is to have 80% file electronically. Well, how do you plan on getting people to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Setting a goal and declaring an 80% target is one thing. To be able to say, here's what we think we're going to do that's going to get people to voluntarily do this electronically. And that is what's really important. And that's something that I don't think has ever been very well explained to the American public of how the government actually plans on getting, for example, to the moon or to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Or to eliminate, foodborne illnesses or something. And understanding the how is going to, I think, contribute significantly to people understanding how, what does the government do, and what, and they can then challenge it and saying, well, did you try this, or what about that?
And to piggyback onto a discussion we had when you were here for the countdown, that seems to be where a lot of the frustration comes from the rank and file citizen about how government operates. It strikes me that it's less, we don't want you to do certain things, than it is we don't trust that you're doing it or that you have an idea of how you're going to accomplish something. This seems to play right into that.
Yes. And so if this is done well and some agencies know how to do this, I think it's going to really change the conversation and make it a lot less ideological and a lot more fact-based.
All right. And the third element of this that you cite in your post are the annual performance reports.
Yeah. The Government Performance Results Act required agencies at the beginning of the year lay out a plan of how they're going to achieve their goals, and at the end of the year say do a report on how well they did against what they said they promised they were going to do. And the annual performance reports have been graded by the Association for Government Accountants and the Mercatus Center for the past decade or so as to how clear they are in explaining what the agencies do or and the progress they've made. And there's been a lot of questions as to whether it's of value to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work to prepare. And the question is, does anybody read it? And what OMB has said in this guidance, basically, is that you need to be able to show a clear link between your target the output targets for each year and the long-term goals. But even more importantly, they're saying that if you can do this through your quarterly reviews on your high-priority projects or high-priority goals, you don't need to do a year-end report. And in a way, it's almost a quarterly report, not on comprehensively everything the agency is doing, but what its high-priority goals are. And what I thought was very interesting was that the guidance said that agencies can opt to deliver only an online version of this report, basically as long as their stakeholders are okay with not having a printed report. But since there's some theory that nobody reads it in the first place,
right,
then maybe that's going to be okay.
Right.
But this whole notion of real-time reporting as opposed to year-end reporting is very intriguing. And I'd be curious as to how do agencies approach this and Is it something that either provides more useful information, or does it begin to obscure what agencies are doing in the first place?
All right. I'd like to switch it up a little bit. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, John, let's talk about it from the agency perspective. We've kind of focused on the information that OMB, this guidance that they're giving to the agencies, and I'd like to get your thoughts when we come back about, say, you're teaming up with somebody in the agency to help them do all this stuff. Let's talk about maybe some processes that can work to help them comply with all this stuff when
sure.
we come back.
Okay.
My guest is John Kaminsky, Senior Fellow at the IBM Center for the Business of Government, on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. We'll continue in a moment.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series, Inside Government, brought to you in part by Purchasing Power. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from the nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday at 10 a.m., right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Please join Jim Fleisig July 6th at 12 noon for his monthly series, The Federal Executive Forum. This month's program will discuss progress made in healthcare IT, the Nationwide Health Information Exchange, and the Nationwide Health Information Network. The panel includes government leaders from HHS, VA, MHS, and SSA. Don't miss the Federal Executive Forum on Tuesday, July 6th at 12 noon, right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and online at federalnewsradio.com. Sponsored by CA Technologies and McAfee.
Video teleconferencing solutions are changing the way people communicate by breaking down walls and enabling face-to-face communication regardless of distance or environment. Tanberg, now a part of Cisco, developed Break Down the Walls to provide a window into the ways government, education, and healthcare organizations are using VTC solutions to help them operate more effectively and efficiently, and the ways video solutions can be used to address challenges facing public sector organizations today. Learn more at breakdownthewalls.com.
Whoever said that you must only talk about politics or your brand of religion to have a great life? Whoever said that you should only have one interest? Explore different people and different perspectives. That's right, get out of the box. I'm Coach Lynn. Listen, no spin, no shock. I'm bringing a little flavor.
Listen for the Lynn Johnson Motivational Radio Show Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 12 noon on 1500 and 820 a.m.
If you're in sales or own your own business, and you have more customers than you can handle, then you'll want to cover your ears. Because I'm about to tell you how to find even more customers. Customers who are just like your best customers. It's Sales Genie, America's leading provider of sales leads, plus money-making email and direct mail solutions. With Sales Genie, you can actually clone your best customers to find more of the customers you want. And right now, you can try Sales Genie for free just by calling 1-800-500-9903. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie provides the comprehensive information you need to create successful email, telemarketing, and direct mail campaigns. In fact, the only way Sales Genie won't work is if you don't use it. So if you're ready to find more customers who are just like your best customers, call now to try Sales Genie for free. To get your free trial, call Sales Genie now. 1-800-500-9903. That's 1-800-500-9903. 1-800-500-9903.
Hey there, I'm Christopher Dorabeck. Here's what we're working on for the Wednesday edition of the Dorabeck Insider. Are there too many government contracts out there? A hearing on Capitol Hill today. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller will have our report this afternoon. And the just-released National Strategy for Trusted Identities. We'll get analysis about what it means for you. From Mary Mitchell, she worked on government ID management issues for years. She'll make sense of it for us. All that and much more this afternoon, 3 to 7, on the Dorabeck Insider on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. J. John Kaminsky, Senior Fellow at the IBM Center for the Business of Government, is my guest, and we're talking about a memo released from the Office of Management and Budget, one of many released, but this one in particular dealing with the performance review, and you can learn more about it at federalnewsradio.com under the headline OMB to Transform Performance Reviews. John, we talked about what OMB's goals are with this memo. I'm at an agency, I'm reading this memo, and you and I are getting together to talk about that, and I'm going on about the fact that this is something I've got to add to my repertoire, so to speak. I've got to conform or comply with this. Any thoughts about where I should get started, what I should make sure that I'm doing to lay the groundwork to get all this done?
Sure. Let's take one agency and use that as an example. The Department of Transportation is probably one of the best in terms of strategic planning and performance reporting in the federal government. And if you go to their webpage, dot.gov, one of the first buttons they have is around performance, budget, and planning. And you go there, and if you think you want to figure out what the department does, it gives you their budget request, their strategic plan, but their strategic plan looks like it was developed in the last administration. And then there's 2009 summary of performance and financial information, which is the Bush administration program assessment review data. So it's kind of older data. And what you would like to believe as a citizen is you kind of like know what they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you take their high priority goals, and the DOT has three. One of them was reduce highway fatality rate. Another one is to limit the rate of aviation risks on runways. Both of those are things like, as a citizen, I would really like to know. You can't find that in their current materials. It's not there on their webpage. It gives their budget request and has something about FAA and the Federal Highway Administration and the National Transportation Highway Safety Administration where these programs are buried. So what you would like to believe, notionally, is that you would go to their performance budgeting and planning page and they would have the traditional budget material, but then they would have direct links to information about how are we reducing highway fatalities, what is our strategy, and what are the different parts of DOT that contribute to this, and how do we limit the aviation risks on runways and stuff. And so that way, as opposed to merely linking to documents that are organized around agencies and stuff, you figure out you're organizing instead around outcomes or strategies or something that citizens really care about, want to know what is that department doing to address these kinds of high-priority issues.
Yeah. Yeah. The word that comes to mind is dynamic, to make this information mean something or do something rather than just sit there.
And what's interesting is that this ties closely to the administration's transparency and citizen engagement agendas. And so it's not just performance reporting to comply with GPRA. This is reporting performance information in a way that's transparent to citizens and also is something that allows people to engage and say, well, have you tried this or can you consider that? And what's interesting is the administration in the near future plans on putting together what it's calling a government-wide performance portal around the 128 high-priority goals. So there would be one place, instead of having to go figure out that FAA or air traffic runway incursions are in the Department of Transportation, which is where the FAA is located, you go to one place and you'll be able to see across the government what are things that are going on that really matter.
And they've got a good model in place for that already with USA.gov and some other sites.
And the recovery document.
Yeah, the recovery site, too. Yeah. So that, I guess, will become the dashboard of all dashboards.
Yes.